This may come as a shock to some people, but we're actually behind schedule on when we said we'd reconvene. Yes, it's true. We just took an hour for our half hour, so. And before we go on, I just want to say thanks to Ron Pinchbeck, because I don't know if everybody knows, but when the PMB meets in your town and you're the manager of that station, you got twice as much work to do for both before and during, so thank you very much. And it is no disrespect intended that our time with you has been delayed, and so I hope you don't mind sticking around with us while we hear about the money in the network before we get to Ron. Yes, Cynthia, I don't know your last name. Cynthia Rudolph, thank you very much. I'm watching these notes develop, and they're quite remarkable, so thank you very much. And I was asked also to echo what I told people in this room a few minutes ago, which was that our executive director emailed the full board today with information that the Vermont State Senate has taken the action of passing a resolution calling for the impeachment of our president. They are the first state legislative body to do so. Okay, with that, Lonnie Hicks is our CFO, our chief financial officer. He's been sitting here listening all day long to the wish list of money. Excuse me, can everybody please come to order? Lonnie's been listening all day to us talk about the money we'd like to spend, and he's going to talk to us now. What's the term we use? Oh, yeah, wake-up call. So Lonnie is going to give us a wake-up call and a prognosis for the future. Lonnie, you have half an hour. That's a half an hour Pacifica time, and it's what you want to do. Go for it. I'll get out of the way. Okay.
He's well prepared.